You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to BetQLU. So nice. You got to say it twice. I'm John Martin. He's RJ Choppy. We are going to be talking college basketball as it's, you know, February and college football is over. But occasionally when there is news, we certainly will get to that news in college football. And the news of the past week is that Jim Harbaugh is leaving for the NFL, signed a 5-year contract, 16 M's a year. Great for him. Everybody seems to have crowned the Chargers already. I will reserve judgment, although I know his NFL success is obviously well documented. But Michigan decided to promote from within. Sherrone Moore is going to be taking over for Jim Harbaugh, former OC, offensive line coach. He was the interim when Harbaugh was suspended. 5-0 as the interim this season, was named as a finalist for the Broyles Award. And of course, like I think most people probably like remember him the most after the Ohio State win, you know, when he was crying and kind of acting like Jim Harbaugh had died and saying like, this is for him. but RJ, what do you, it felt like given the sort of timing, right? It felt like this is probably the only way they could go. But what do you make of that hire for Michigan?
Look, I think they did the best they could have done. They were very late to the party. We've seen situations where you get into January and a guy will leave and you have to make a hire. You know, USC lost Pete Carroll in January and they were able to go and get Lane Kiffin. They got a Power 5 guy. It didn't really work out for Lane in Southern Cal, but, you know, like it was a big name. And he recruited fairly well. This is, again, like I don't know where else they could have gone because of the timing. I think sometimes some jobs, a lot of times, you know, they'll just like elevate an assistant. And that's fine. That sometimes works. And sometimes it doesn't work. It's very hard to replace the guy. And oftentimes those guys are the guy because they're special. And people under them may not be special because they're just touching their greatness every day in the offices. I have no idea about Coach Moore. I don't know what kind of coach he is. I don't know what kind of recruiter he's going to be when he's the head guy. I don't know. Are people clamoring to go play for Michigan because of Michigan or Jim Harbaugh? You know, and that was that's the question. What's Alabama going to do? You know, Alabama everybody thinks that they got a much more seasoned hire because they did. Mm-hmm. But are people going to line up to go play for Alabama? You know, when Bear Bryant left, it didn't work for Ray Perkins. It didn't work for Bill Curry. It didn't work for DeBose. It didn't work for Shula or Coach Fran. So it's not. There's no guarantee this is going to work.
Right. It's hard, man, because, you know, I'm in Memphis and – I'm living it now. I saw it when Mike Norvell left Memphis for Florida State. Memphis promoted Ryan Silverfield from within, the offensive line coach and run game coordinator. And although he's done fine, he's not Mike Norvell. And like every time he stubs his toe or doesn't win a big game or whatever, the fans get really restless, you know, they get really upset by it. And so I think that's what Sherrone is going to have to, that's going to be his biggest hurdle is like fans are going to have to understand that he's not Harbaugh, you know? And obviously I think it's an obvious point, but it's critical. Yeah. Who's he going to hire for his staff? Like, what's that going to look like? Is he going to retain most of those guys? Is he gonna, you know, I don't know the answer. I think it's very difficult to make a big judgment on him because, I mean, that team was loaded, you know. I mean, he so acting as an interim with a loaded team, you know, what does that show us? What is that, right. You know? So it's hard for me to say one way or the other, RJ, honestly. Like, if Michigan's going to maintain, I would just say, I guess I doubt it. I doubt
yeah,
that,
I mean,
you know, it's going to be what it was.
Right. Like, it does, I mean, Ohio State kind of wants to get rid of Ryan Day. I mean, he followed Urban Meyer. He just kind of promoted within. Has it worked? Has it really worked for Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame? Just promoted from within. I'll tell you, it did work. It worked at Boise. When Hawkins left, they just elevated Chris Peterson, who was the OC. But Boise's a little bit different than those other programs. For one, they have a talent advantage everywhere they go because of where they play or where they, you know, the conference they used to play in. But also, you know, Boise was different. Like, people went to Boise because they couldn't academically a lot of times get into UCLA, USC, Cal, Stanford, Washington, Oregon. They wanted to be – they had some kind of – academic issue, and they're like, hey, I want to play in a place that is a good program, and they flocked to Boise. I mean, there's tons of examples of players that did that. I mean, they owned California, and some of the kids that couldn't necessarily make some of the grades to get into Stanford and play at Stanford or Cal. Is Michigan going to do that? Michigan's not going to do that. They don't operate like that. They don't operate that way. So Notre Dame doesn't operate that way. It's a little bit different.
Right. It is. So, I mean, my guess is it's just not going to go. I mean, what is it? What's fair, right? I think that's another question. It's like, what is a fair and reasonable, because it's not national championship, is it? I mean, is it like, should you expect Sherrone Moore to be, I guess, in the 12-team playoff now, maybe? I don't know. I think that's what I would be trying to, you know, grapple with is like, what is a fair and reasonable expectation for him?
There are about 25 to 30 programs that feel they need to be in the 12-team playoff at worst every 3 years. At worst. Otherwise, you're gone. And you can run down the list and you can basically, you know, I mean, everybody in the SEC, with the exception of like, you know, Vandy and South Carolina or whatever, Mississippi State maybe. The rest of them, they're like, you got to be in every 3 years, otherwise you're gone. You just are, and that's just the tough spot they're going to be in. The 12-team playoff is great for the fans. It's probably terrible for coaches.
Yeah,
it probably makes the leash shorter.
Michigan is 9-1 to win it all next year over at BetMGM, and I could not hate that any more than I do. I mean,
that's a Larry Coker title right there.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't get behind that at all. Like all that they're replacing. I mean, I don't like that at all. So they will not be seeing any money from me.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the better question for me, like to me, is like, from the Harbaugh standpoint, is like he's been out of the league for what, 10 years? I mean, it's been a long time, longer actually. And people just assume, you know, when he's back in the NFL, that it's just going to be an instantaneous success for him,
right,
despite the fact that the Chargers are in cap hell, and despite the fact that the game has changed a lot since when he was in it. So I'm curious, do you believe? I know this is outside of college football, but we are talking about Harbaugh. Do you believe that he's going to go to the Chargers and be able to compete and win AFC West titles with Mahomes and Sean Payton in that division?
The Mahomes factor is tough. I mean, like you're going to have me convinced that he's going to be able to split at least at worst every year with the Chiefs and then win enough games to get home field, because you're not. And what is home field for the Chargers anyway? I mean, they're in a tough division, right? They're just in a brutal division. It's going to be really, really difficult for him to match what he had in San Fran. Plus, he wears on guys. his stuff, the who's got it better than us, do you think it's going to work in an NFL locker room? I don't know that it is. I know it maybe it did for a little bit, but he was only in San Fran for 4 years. That's it. He wore guys down. I don't know that it's going to work in the NFL. It might, but he needs his quarterback to hit. And right now, his quarterback's just a bad decision maker, man. That's all Herbert is a bad decision maker.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't think it's going to be as for those reasons. I just don't think it's going to be as much of a surefire thing as most people believe it will be. But the guy won everywhere he was in the NFL, and honestly, everywhere he's ever been, college or NFL. Yeah. So why would this be any different? The other teams that are ahead of Michigan, by the way, Georgia, Bama, Texas, Oregon. Of those four,
it's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Or who do you like? Do you like any of those teams?
You know, I do like Texas. I like Quinn. I like Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
And then if he gets hurt, I mean, I like Arch. Bama, I don't get it, man. Like, they lost a ton of people.
Yeah.
They
lost everything with Saban, right? I mean, they lost everything.
Yeah. They lost their aura. They lost their players. I like Georgia. I mean, I think Georgia's really, really good. I know they lost a couple of people, but I think they're a really solid team. So I would probably, if I was going to touch anybody, honestly, Oregon's good too. I think Oregon's got a really nice shot too as well. I would probably say Georgia, Texas, Oregon were the three that I would touch money-wise on that in those six teams you mentioned.
Yeah, it's just hard because it's like all these teams are in new leagues now. And so it's like you just, you know, you're what you thought you maybe knew about certain teams. It's like I need to, you know, I don't know. I don't know that it's the entire sort of calculus changes for some of those teams. Real quick, while we're on the subject of coaches in college football, the Boston College coach, Jeff Hafley, left Boston College to go be the new Packers defensive coordinator. And you know, people are talking about NIL and they're talking about, you know, this is going to be, what did you think of Jeff leaving for the Green Bay job?
I heard some people say, you know, does this mean that the Green Bay Packer defensive coordinator job is a better job than the Boston College head coach? And it might be, but I think this says less about the quality of the job and more about the quality of life. Being a college football coach today, or a college athletics coach, is a drag.
Yep.
You have to recruit players, and then you have to kiss the butt of your own players, and then you have to recruit your players that you already have on your roster, and then you've got to hit the transfer portal. Like, it never stops. And if I'm Lincoln Riley, who's had overtures to the NFL, it's like, dude, go to the NFL. Why would anybody want to go to college today? I don't even think it's the NIL. The money, it's the portal, dude. The portal, you're having to recruit your own players to stay there. You've got to convince them to stay. Dude, like, could you imagine walking home and having to convince your spouse to not leave you every day? What a nightmare that is. That's what you've got to do as a college athletics coach. You've got to convince these kids every day that moving to the other house is not the better option. Every day. I think they want out of it.
There's no question about it, especially at a job like Boston College, man, where it's very thankless. It's a hard job. You're not getting NIL. I think it's like it's sort of a cautionary tale, I think, in a way, for like, where does a program like Boston College, right, fit in into the new universe, into the new landscape? I don't know. I think that's a question that a lot of programs are going to have to ask themselves, you know, over the next, you know, 5-10 years, as this all continues to change. Where do we fit in? Like, are we just going to keep losing money on this? Is it going to, you know, is it going to help us get to another, you know, level? Probably not for Boston College. So why not just focus on basketball only? I think that's going to be a conversation that continues to be had at a lot of programs, you know, over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years as this all takes shape. So anyway, yes, saw that and definitely wanted to ask you about it. Okay, we have a lot more to get to. Absolutely massive slate in college basketball this weekend. We'll touch on that and more when we get back. You're watching BetQLU on the BetQL Network. Back after this.